Once again, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III checking in here, recording this K-State Women's Postcast on Super Bowl Sunday. This will come out tomorrow night. Football, men's, women's basketball, volleyball, golf, coming this week. Baseball for Kansas State. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. First time buying, give us a listen here. As I record this on Super Bowl Sunday, not even close to the kickoff, obviously, but recording this episode on Super Bowl Sunday. Again, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. And make sure you like what you're hearing. You want to stay up to date with the latest K-State athletic news. This is the podcast to do it. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. I'm going to get straight on into it here. What the hell happened with women's basketball yesterday afternoon on the road, 25th ranked Oklahoma State? This is what I dreaded. I talked about this. I mentioned this after TCU, right after TCU. You know, coming off as high, you're all on the Big 12. Well, for one, okay, for one, you have a tiebreaker with TCU because now they're both locked up with the same exact records again. But again, K-State holds the tiebreaker against TCU, but you're not only you're not standing alone in the conference after this befuddled loss. You lose to Oklahoma State, huge here, by 30 points here in, not here, but in Stillwater here, by 30 points here. And I had to triple check the score here. Okay, now we're back to business here. You lose by 30, the worst loss by far in maybe in the last couple years for Jeff Mitty, losing by 30, 85 to 55 on the road. Well, it seems like everything's flipped, and I'm getting some breaking news here on the podcast. I gotta see if that's right. Are you serious? This is off the court. This is not. After the K-State men's basketball game, I got to double check that. See if that's right. My goodness. Okay, so, well, with this, we're going to keep continuing on this bad news. K-State was basketball, you lose by 30. Anna Gret Ossi, I'm running here, 24 points for the Lady Cowgirls in this upset of sorts for Kansas State women's basketball. What the hell happened? This is what you're afraid of. Going on the road, come off an emotional win. You wonder where their psyche was, and obviously, the score. You need to say more. The score tells you right there. Getting outplayed. Where was the defense at? I have no clue. Oklahoma State came out and just railroaded. When you get off to a slow ass start, yeah, you ain't coming back from this. A 26-3 run to start the game. Yeah, you're already not starting off right foot. Right there, 22 largest deficit. You got to go back to 25. I'm still befuddled. 2015-16 was the last time a K-State women's basketball team was put in this deep of a hole. Yeah, they won the fourth quarter, 23-15, but yeah, that it's too little, too late. When you fall behind like that, you are bound to lose a game like that, unless the other team decides, you know, to hang you with things on a silver platter. There, Oklahoma State 85, Kansas State 55 on the Pro Project Podcast Postcast. Kansas State women's basketball, Eddie Greer III. Yeah, after the first quarter, 31-9, Cowgirls. That's not going to cut it. And then you don't do much to help yourself in the second quarter either. You only score, the most you scored in a quarter in this basketball game was 12. 9 in the first quarter, second only 11. You only score one more in the third. What happened with this basketball team? I have no clue. Jalen Glenn led K-State with 13 points. We have Jalen Glenn lead, well, Jalen Glenn led the team against KU with 19. That was in a winning effort. there when your league score has 13, not Serena Sundell playing a loose in that basketball game there as well. Not much from Tamir Poindexter. Serena Sundell had 11, 7 assists on the night, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 11 points. Tamir Poindexter wasn't matched much of a factor. Neither she or Zaina Walker. There, Taylor Kennedy, only 3 points of the afternoon. Taryn Sods had the most off the bench with 8. Everybody scored off the bench. Most was 8. Lester, 4. Sanchez, 2. Maupin, only 2 as well in this game. Yeah, Kennedy Taylor started this basketball game. Taryn Sides had 29 minutes of action in this one. Yeah, and looking at K-State's numbers there, not very encouraging. 31% from the field. I think that is the worst shooting percentage in a game this entire season to this point. McKinnon State. 28% shooting from 3, and from the line, 60% shooting, 4 second chance points, 4 points in the paint, 22 fast break points, 20 points off of turnovers, 11 bench points, 16. Yeah, so now you're in a lock with TCU again, but you have a tiebreaker against TCU for right now. So, but yeah, you gotta wonder what happened with this team. Yeah, this is by far the worst loss of the year. And since 2015-16, like the stats told us, that with this basketball team, you get off to a slow start there in this basketball game. There is no comeback away from that in this case. So where do they go from here? Where does this basketball team go from here in this game? Let me see if I can get Jeff Mitty here on that. Let's see. Yeah, and also to bring up a note here, this was K-State was basketball's 3rd game in 6 days. So I don't know if it had something to do with that. Maybe a little bit. I have no idea. Jeff Mitty explains here in the post-game conference here after K-State gets blown out by Oklahoma State, 85-55, 80 grade of 3rd, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Quote, I think this through the season, you're always going to have some fatigue. That's the hang in their part, right? It's a hang in there. Sometimes as a player, you find your legs a little bit later, but you know, you were not going to make excuses of fatigue. Everybody in the Big 12 has got tough scheduling stretches. This just snowballed on us, and we didn't hang in there like we needed to. There's going to be games where there's ebbs and flows, and you've got to hang in there. That gives you the opportunity to come back, and we didn't do that well enough today. Well, obviously, yeah, when you don't score more than 15 points in a quarter or 15 to 20 points in a quarter, that puts you in a big hole right there. So where do you go from here? I have no clue there as well. We're going to hear take something from Serena Sundell here to wrap up this postcast here. She explains Oklahoma State's toughness throughout the game. Quote, I mean, everyone in the Big 12 is physical. I wouldn't say they were a lot more physical than what we've seen. I think we were just, like Coach said, kind of not prepared for that and not going up strong offensively, not expecting contact. But yeah, when you're shooting the ball well, it makes you want to go get stops on the defensive end. And we've been in that boat, so credit to them, end quote, there as well. So Oklahoma State came out. We're more than the physical team here in this ball game. And yeah, clearly shows, obviously, in 85 points. I believe K-State Nation is the most given up by Jeff Mitty's team here this season to this point. So yeah, we give up that many points. And I was watching that Alabama game. Yeah, okay. Oh, when you're giving up 85 points, and I was watching that Alabama game last night, Alabama-Arkansas, and caused basketball in the midst. I was crazy yesterday with number one, number two going down. It's like Alabama, you know, scoring all them points, 80 point plus per game. That's going to be hard to beat, especially you're not putting up baskets yourself. So when you're giving up 85 and you're not scoring yourselves, it's going to be a hard afternoon. And for a Japanese squad to give up that many points, it is going to be a long-ass afternoon or evening for anybody in the Big 12. And for K-State women's basketball, coming off that big win, especially emotional game at home, especially the way that K-State did it on at home behind Serena Sundell, willing her team to that win. Again, if Serena Sundell doesn't do that, K-State's behind in the conference. So, but hey, you know, we'll have to see what happens, obviously. You're going back home. Let me see. Hold on. Slow down. They stay on the road now. And they'll play Cincinnati on Wednesday night. Yeah, Wednesday night, 5:30 tip in Cincinnati. So, K-State, they're going to have to try to bounce back from this. And now, you have to head up on TCU. You cannot lose another game there, or you're going to be behind in the conference. So, you have the tiebreaker on TCU with the head-to-head. Got that. But you're kind of a half game up on them. So, we'll see what happens on Wednesday night. Can they bounce back? That's the question here. I think they will. You give yourself enough time to bounce back a little bit from this and then get refreshed and get ready to go against Cincinnati on the road on Wednesday night. And, oh, by the way, Kansas State now, their second loss in the conference, 10-2. You have a half game lead on TCU, and you're now, your overall record, 22-3 for your Lady Wildcats. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it. Where our podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. Folks, again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your K-State podcast. Let's go wrap things up on this women's basketball postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast here on Super Bowl Sunday, all things K-State sports. This won't come out until tomorrow night. Per our usual, Alex Aiden out there in Central California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State gets blown out by Oklahoma State. What happens against Cincinnati? We'll have to find out on Wednesday afternoon. Go Cats.